This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Due to rising case counts and positivity, the CDC has moved Jefferson County's community risk level from low to medium. This means masking is now required in crowded indoor settings serving at-risk populations, like homeless shelters, prisons, and jails. Likewise, the whole state's COVID-19 numbers keep heading in the wrong direction. The state's seven-day positivity rate rose to almost 9.2% last week, triple what it was 2 months ago. Colorado's two Republican candidates for U.S. Senate, businessman Joe O'Day and State Representative Ron Hanks, faced off in their first debate on Saturday ahead of the primary. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The hour-long debate touched on everything from national security to electability to abortion. Both Ron Hanks and Joe O'Day define themselves as, quote, pro-life, but have vastly different ideas of what policies they would push for in the U.S. Senate. In a break from much of the GOP, O'Day said he supports legal abortion early in pregnancy, but would not allow taxpayer money for the procedure, while Hanks said he opposes abortion at any stage of pregnancy with no exceptions and believes life begins at conception. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Both candidates are vying to challenge Democratic Senator Michael Bennett this fall. Bird flu is being blamed for the deaths of some young geese found in a park in Lakewood. That's according to state testing results. The avian flu is spreading among wild birds and domesticated poultry in Colorado. Human infections are rare. People who see sick or dead birds should not touch them. Instead, they should call animal control. This is CPR News and KRCC.